Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults. Also, the views expressed in Those Damn Ross Kids do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. Chris, would you go to space?
You want rid of me, or what are you asking? You got to give some context here.
Pretty please, you just go to space for me? Just
go to space.
I need you to pick up some moon medicine.
Kids, a conversation between brothers featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey Chris, what episode is this?
This is episode number 44 of the internet comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole and you are
Chris.
Thank you so much for introducing yourself. Next week, Chris.
Yeah.
Next week is going to be our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
1 year of doing this program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that we've only missed 7 episodes. It seems like we did a lot of slacking early on.
Yeah, we did, because we had some good runs.
Like diarrhea?
Later on, we did. We had good runs.
Yeah. No, we went like 10 weeks in a row once, mm-hmm. all that.
Yeah.
No, we just like, we like building the anticipation. We tease and we tease and we tease, and then we just withhold gratification. That keeps you coming back.
It hurts so good.
Hey, Chris, do you have a story for me?
I do. A friend, woke meteorologist Brett Cummins of Little Rock Station KARK, on Labor Day. He found the forecaster snoring in the empty whirlpool next to a nude man with a dog collar around his neck. The 36-year-old resident who made the grisly discovery, Christopher Barber, allegedly told police that the victim, 24-year-old Dexter Williams, was blue in the face and lying near Cummins' shoulder. KARK announced on Tuesday that Cummins wouldn't be on the air because he's, quote, mourning the loss of a friend.
Was it his lover?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
maybe he was a dog collar inventor.
He was at least his friend, right?
A fashionista.
Chris, I cry every time a fashionista dies before his or her time.
Yeah, I do too.
I value clothing. I value appearance. I value the quality of the way one presents themselves. These are all things that I can't care about in myself, so I care about them in others.
Gideon Honeycutt, inventor of the, accordion socks?
Is that a real name?
Hmm?
Is that a real name?
No,
Gideon Honeycutt.
I don't think so.
That's a great name. You have a bunch of good names in you, don't you?
Yeah, I guess. Man,
I wish. I can't name shit for crap. I can't. I can't think of names for things. God forbid I have a kid. God forbid. Well, for many reasons, but just the name I would give him.
Yeah.
How do you spell Aiden backwards? Because that's what I would name him.
Nedia.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, Nedia, get over here. God, I fucking hate kids. Aiden names. don't
Jaden, Aiden.
Cadence, Aiden, Maiden, Aiden. Ha ha. It's the worst. I've talked about this before, though.
Why? Because he's the quarterback? There aren't any black people named Aiden.
Chris, any day now, a 6.5-ton satellite may plummet to Earth. The Upper Atmosphere Research Satellite, or UARS, was launched into orbit in 1991, decommissioned in 2005, and its orbit is expected to decay completely soon. NASA assures the public that this is no danger to them, saying that, quote, since the beginning of the space age in the 1950s, there have been no confirmed reports of an injury resulting from re-entering space objects.
Is this like the bottom of the penny funnel?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
It just circles and circles and circles.
I read that article. Yeah, I read what you, the story that you, you know, decided was the best, I guess.
And there's no qualitative assessment happening here,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, it's not.
It's apparent. Chris, most of the satellites is expected to burn up on reentry, but the public is advised not to touch it if they encounter it. Chris, like, every time you do something, the likelier it is to go wrong, okay? And they're saying that, like, since the dawn of the space age, when we had, like, 2 satellites in the air,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, nothing happened. When we had 2 satellites in the air, Chris, we have hundreds of thousands of satellites up in the sky clogging out the daylight sun, okay? Shutting it out. Mr. Burns doesn't have to do shit because we're under a satellite fly sky, Okay. We have like a billion satellites up there, okay? And they're going to come crashing down eventually. It's just the laws of physics, okay? Just have to think, how many people are there on Earth? Okay, so the surface area of the Earth, it's, 75% water? Okay, so 75% chance that it, you know, lands on land, discounting people on boats. A lot of land on Earth is inhabited. It's going to hit somebody and do something at some point. Somebody is going to die by having a satellite fall on them. And what's so dangerous about this thing that they don't want civilians to touch it? Is it monster? Does it have monster rays that'll turn people into monsters? Does it have space bacteria that will turn them into eldritch abominations? You know, insults to God and all good and all that is good in society? That's what I want to know. What is the government hiding from us? What is NASA hiding from us, those smart clipboard bastards with their white coats looking all smug at me?
Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? Want to see your streetlight glowing? It's actually from a Simon and Garfunkel song.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's from the 59th Street Bridge song. Feeling groovy. It says, hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Doin' doo-doo, feeling groovy. Yeah, that's what it's from.
Is that
the beginning of the idea of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from the Simon and Garfunkel, the 59th Street Bridge song.
Is that, that's a reference to The Simpsons, right?
You said Mr. Burns had nothing to do. And...
Hello, lamppost. What you knowin'? I've come to watch your power flowing.
So I didn't listen to anything else that you said. I looked up the songs.
I didn't mention Mr. Burns in any of that, did I?
Yes, you did. You said we have so much stuff, it blocks out the sun. Mr. Burns doesn't have to do anything.
So you tuned out for that entire thing.
I have no idea.
You didn't hear me talking about the sentient bears that can talk?
Huh?
Okay.
Is that a different story?
No. Huh. I moved on. I'm like five stories down the line,
wow.
Chris. Keep up. Okay.
I really went out.
You're like a character on like a cartoon, like a zany Family Guy style thing where you just like go off to a sight gag and then you come back and you don't realize that the world keeps on going while you're creating these fantasy situations.
You remember I told you about I got tired of folding my whites, so I decided to buy like the college back to college hanger deal and hang all my white clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
My buddy Levi came over and he saw my closet and he just said, "What are you dressed like a cartoon character?"
To tell the listeners about that plan. You decided it's too much work.
I just got tired of folding the whites.
Your underwear.
Yeah.
You're hanging your underwear. What is it?
I hang my undershirts.
You hang your undershirts. Okay.
Yeah.
It makes sense. They're shirts. That's like the most efficient way to store them, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. You ever seen those videos of like the Japanese ladies like folding a shirt in like half a second?
Yeah, I watched like you do it.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's neat. It doesn't fold it very well. It makes it like wrinkly.
No wonder they have so much time to love you long time.
That's like the worst. That's like the laziest. Like, what did Kubrick do to us in 1986 that became a thing that everybody said as like a... As like a stereotype about sexy Asian American prostitutes.
I was in a Reagan trance. The Challenger didn't even wake me up.
Chris, tell me a story. Or
I
wait,
was three.
That... that was three what?
I was three.
You're a three, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chris,
mm-hmm.
Tell me a story.
Yep. The marriage was on the rocks.
Does like this beverage?
That would be a great book.
Marriage on the Rocks?
No.
It sounds like
No. That's a Lifetime movie. Yeah.
Chris, I've always wanted to write for Lifetime movies.
I do too.
Just because I want to write movies about women having the shit beat out of them.
I don't want to.
Not because I hate women, but that's all that those movies are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marriage
on the Rocks. It's about an alcoholic wife who locks herself in the shower and drinks mouthwash.
I like that it's the wife that it's the alcoholic. That's usually a turnaround. That's different.
She murders her husband at the intervention.
You son of a bitch. I'll teach you to lock that door. Man, alcoholism is hilarious. I love that.
This is how you've hurt me. It's my turn, right?
Yeah, it's your turn.
All right. A neighborhood guard in Indonesia was curious when he saw luggage lined up at the front of Andre Lamboga's home. Days after the 50-year-old arrived back from a vacation, he approached the house and smelled something foul. Andre's skull was found in the kitchen, and his body was found in front of his house. Authorities suspect that his dogs were hungry, so they attacked Andre because they had not been fed for all 14 days he was on vacation.
So he comes back, hey, Spike, Rex.
Puppies, I'm home.
I don't understand this. Why wouldn't the puppies have, like, gotten out and, like, killed other people? Why do they have to kill him?
It wouldn't have never happened if he didn't put pineapple rings around his nipples.
He basted himself like a ham.
Yeah.
Just covered it just a light glaze.
Delicious.
Do that, or a heavy glaze. Just do a heavy glaze on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I like that.
Glazed
so,
on.
So he was eaten by his dog.
Dogs,
plural. Yeah,
they had like 18 dogs.
How long do you think that would take?
To eat 18 dogs?
Okay, so let's say like 5 dogs. How long do you think it would take for 5 dogs to eat a person?
I don't know.
Can we bet on this? Like, is there some kind of like backwoods, like Asian or African country where we can go, like with no laws or minimal laws, where we can like
Detroit.
Make this happen? let's do this.
All right, let's... road trip, Detroit, road city.
Chris, pit bulls are nice. They're nice dogs. Like, have you ever like seen like a well like tended
a well hung pit bull? No,
just walking around, just kind of scraping on the sidewalk,
swinging. Side to side.
No, I had a neighbor before he killed himself. He had two of the sweetest pit bulls I've ever seen. Two of the sweetest dogs, even. I'm not a dog person. I became more of a dog person when I was working with the blind. But like these bulls, these dogs, they were cool. Not vicious at all. Big dogs, but not mean.
Is that why you kept leaving bacon in open stairwells?
Chris, you're impugning my character. I don't like that.
Don't. That wasn't my idea.
I was the one who laughed. Well, Chris, that was a story that was initiated with a smell. Can I tell you about a story that was ended by a smell?
Do it.
A life story. Dun, dun, dun. Chris, McDonald's will most definitely kill you, but it's not always the food that does it. 9 are sick and 1 is dead after fumes escaping from a Georgia Mickey D's restroom overwhelmed the restaurant's patrons. The cause of the fumes hasn't been determined, but firefighters noted a strong odor, saying that it made breathing difficult. Chris, firefighters are like trained and like they do it every day where they walk into situations where it's the hardest to breathe in the entire world. Like just the worst. They're used to it. This smell was so bad that it knocked them on their asses. The person that it killed was like confirmed. She was like 80.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the idea that you can just die for no reason at all.
I don't like the idea that somebody who dies from a heart attack during a hurricane is considered to be killed by the hurricane. Death toll rises to 9 in category 1 hurricane. What happened to him? Oh, they had a heart attack. He had a heart attack while boarding up his windows. That's one of the people that died in this last round, this hurricane. He is part of somebody. He's like part of the death toll.
Okay.
But he died of a heart attack while he was out in the humid heat boarding up his windows.
Well, to be fair, he boards up his windows every month.
Future crime.
Future crime. I'm just saying, would he have been boarding up his windows if it wasn't for the hurricane? Chris, the media needs numbers to report. That's all it is. What are you laughing about in your own head now?
Just a headline that popped up.
Okay.
Zanzibar to probe ferry disaster.
I like that. I like that a lot.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. Zanzibar is a country in Africa.
Yeah.
But
they've had a ferry disaster.
Just overrun by the fucking powdery bastards.
They're going to probe that ferry disaster.
Dusty ferries.
Is Zanzibar a gay porn actor and he's going to probe?
Maybe.
He's going to probe the very, very,
Chris,
the very, very bearish fairy disaster.
Let's cool it with the slurs.
No, that's the guy's name.
Fairy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a cock that goes around the block.
You should get that checked out. There's a healthy level of curvature, and then there's that. But this picture, like a cock, like a gerbil habit trail.
Seriously, it looks like that periscope that we had out of that little tykes tent we had. It's crazy thick.
God. I forget what we were even talking about. I had more places to go with that.
I don't remember.
No, I just don't like the idea that okay, so you die in the hurricane and they say that. I don't know, like, what would satisfy you by, like, this person was killed by the hurricane? Like, so it's drowning, being hit by flying debris, being blown away and never to be found again? Or is that, like, what you would consider to be killed by a hurricane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, like, what about, like, had a car accident because the wind blew him off the road?
Killed by car.
Killed by... Mm-hmm. Not killed by hurricane.
No.
No?
Okay. Mm-mm. The only reason you get killed by a hurricane is because you didn't leave. That's the only reason you get killed by a hurricane.
Shut.
It's because you didn't go.
shot himself in the head while listening to Neil Young's Like a Hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Would that be killed by a hurricane?
In that case, what, hurricane is like the, that's like the deadliest thing in the world.
Once I thought I saw you in a crowded hazy bar. Yeah, just do it. Just do it. Listen to that song. It's great.
Yeah, you can read any headline and make it into like a commentary on gay pornography.
Can you?
Bunbury flexes his muscle and romp over Dynamo.
What site are you getting these headlines from?
This is just right off Google News. I didn't even click anything. I went to Google.com and clicked news.
Chris, you know that Google.com, they select that shit based on the things that you do online.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
That's what Google does. All Google does is look at the stuff you do and then give you more stuff based on the stuff that you do.
Oh.
I think you should.
Well, that's not what they're about.
You might be living a lie. That's exactly what they're about.
Color, color everywhere. New York Fashion Week.
Chris, I think there are some questions. Google has diagnosed you with terminal homosexuality.
Huh. Ain't that something?
It is. I think it's something that you're living a lie, man.
Bisphosphonates to get additional labeling?
Yeah, I can't do anything with that.
No.
Hey, Chris, tell me a story.
Not going anything. That's not what...
I tried.
That is not what Google does. So, 9/11 was, what, 2 Sundays ago?
Yeah.
And I think that it's important that there's people that are detracting, because we've heard so much about 9/11 and God forbid something have happened
on the anniversary.
In the past.
Definitely, yeah. The past.
The past. That'll occur.
We are not recording this on the 10th.
But Arkansas is recognizing September 9th of every year, including 2011, as Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Awareness Day. A minute of reflection was celebrated at 9:09 on September 9th all across the state. This day is going to be chosen each year on the 9th day of the 9th month to represent 9 months of pregnancy a woman should abstain from drinking alcohol. You.
Why are you pointing at me like that?
Are asked to ring a bell. Or get your church or organization to ring bells at the precise time so that the message can be heard all around the world. FAS is the leading known cause of cognitive birth defects and causes serious social and behavioral problems in over 5,000 babies born in the United States each year. Alcohol causes more damage to the developing fetus than any other substance, including marijuana, heroin, and coat hangers. Cocaine. I always read cocaine as coat hangers.
It's funny. Well, you do a rail. I suppose a coat hanger stretched out like that would look kind of like a rail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could slide it on a rail.
Yeah. So are you angry about this?
No, I thought it was important.
No, it's good. It's a good cause.
No, they just picked something so close to a day that will never be forgotten.
Chris, I will always remember September the 9th of 1999 as the day the Dreamcast came out.
9999. Way to go. But yeah, it does more damage than marijuana, heroin, and cocaine.
But like, then why do you hear about like crack babies?
Yeah.
Do they come out like okay, but just addicted? Because like fetal alcohol, like that makes your like forehead sloped and your eyes all wide apart and your nose flat. Like that's what that does.
Makes you a Star Trek character. That's all that does.
makes you unable to feel emotions.
That's all it is. That long, ripply forehead. That, you know.
No, I know what you're talking about.
That Triceratops head.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's good. You have just identified a career trajectory for anybody who was born with this tragic, tragic illness.
They work, what, a week a year at Comic-Con?
No, that's a real problem, I suppose. I just don't understand how...
I think...
Cool. Maybe I don't know.
It's, yeah, it's, I mean, I can only assume.
I've heard.
I can only assume that this is an issue.
I can only assume, since I'm hearing about it in this podcast, mm-hmm. I can only assume. Just don't drink when you're pregnant. That's fucked up. Don't smoke either. Be an adult, for God's sake. You know what? Don't drink. Like, I'll take that the other way. I'm not going to put this all on the women, because, you know, it's tough. It's tough, right? If you're with a lady, if you're married to her, or if you're responsible for that,
stop filling the beer bump. Stop doing that.
Stop doing it.
When was the last time you saw a girl pour her own beer in the bump?
You might as well be cocking a revolver next to her. Mm-hmm. Okay. And startling her.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just don't do it. Don't fill the beer bump.
No. And if you are, don't let Ben Roethlisberger fill your beer bomb.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's a bad idea. Is he a sports person? Is he a person from professional sports?
Yeah, he's been in the news for other things, like raping people. He's getting married, so it's okay.
Good for her.
She's into that.
She knows what she's
into. She likes.
But take a break. Take a break. Don't pressure her into that. Don't pressure anybody into that.
Do it.
I guess what I'm saying is...
I'm pregnant and I have one kidney.
Just don't drink. Just don't drink.
Do it.
Sorry, that rum burns so good going down. Chris, fetuses are not the only things that should not be exposed to alcohol. Chris... A server at a Mason, Ohio Outback Steakhouse. Some listeners are in Mason, Ohio. Hey, fellas. Outback Steakhouse has been fired after serving an alcoholic slushy drink to a 4-year-old girl. The server approached the family with a sample tray of enticing beverages, and the parents asked, "Is there alcohol in this?" "No," the server responds and walks away. The entire family, they down their slushy drinks. But afterwards, I think, man, I kind of tasted alcohol in that. So they called the manager over, who confirmed that, yes, there was alcohol in that. Indeed, a vodka and peach schnapps. Woo! Woo! Spring break! They're getting her ready.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting her ready. Just do that. Chris, I think the little kids should be allowed to drink. I really think they should. The only thing that's wrong with this theory is that alcohol is mad addictive. And you don't want them to get hooked on that at a young age when they're already getting hooked on sugar and McDonald's and shit.
That's not what Disney thinks.
Did Walt Disney, was he pro child alcohol?
Kids slam the brews at Epcot, Germany.
Slam the brews?
Yeah.
Okay.
The brewskis.
I thought you said bruise, I got hit, so there's a bruise there now. No. Let kids get crazy drunk, that way they get it out of their system, or into their system and then out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then that way they grow up and they don't want to do it anymore. Unless they get addicted, in which case, they were probably predisposed to that anyway. Yeah. Just let kids they're not driving. Except for their big wheels. Just do it. Just give your kid a bunch of alcohol. Just pour it in. Pour, bottoms up, baby. Make sure she doesn't do crazy shit, but just make sure she gets good and sick.
Has he had his shots? No, but I have.
It's a fun activity you can do with your kid. There's literally no way you can lose.
Nope.
Get drunk and go putt-putting.
That's a life skill.
Teaching you to hold your booze.
Yeah. Yep.
Just get drunk and go putt-putting. That's all I ask of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's your homework for this week. If you have a kid, get him drunk and go putt-putting.
That's all there is to do.
Yeah.
Or you could be like Elizabeth Escalona of Dallas, Texas, because she faces child abuse charges after she allegedly dragged her 2-year-old daughter through the house by her feet. She then glued her hands to the wall and kicked and beat her with a milk jug in the abdomen, then beat her also about the body with a shoe and a belt until the girl went into a coma, all because she was struggling with potty training.
Christ on a bike. I guess that's one way to do it. That's awful. So basically, she made this mousetrap / Pee Wee Herman breakfast machine of pain and unnecessary beatings because she was crapping in her Huggies. What lesson are you supposed to learn from that? You won't shit where I tell you to, so I'm going to beat the shit out of you?
She glued her hands to the ball.
That's fucked up. That's a good thing to mention on this comedy podcast.
I just wondered what kind of glue.
Little kids are stupid. You can just tell them, you're glued to the wall now, and they can't move because they, believe you.
I think there's a country song.
Oh, maybe. My baby's glued to the wall because she won't.
No. Stuck like glue. You and me, baby. We're stuck like glue.
That's about any of the myriad 80s sitcoms where that was used as a plot device. Oh no, the solvent won't arrive until 3 weeks from now. We have to learn to get along. And then they draw a line down the middle of the house. and they have to stand on either side, but they can't go very far because they're glued together. Then they have to go and work in a chocolate factory.
It's by Sugarland.
One day I'll be a professional
singer. Can you turn the speaker off on your fucking laptop, please? Hmm. I'm analog over here, okay? I got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad, though. That's really sad. Can I tell you a funny story, Chris?
Do it.
Chris, a New York woman is being charged with petite larceny after using a grocery store's motorized cart, riding out of the store with it, quote, because her back hurt, and then using it as her personal vehicle around town for 11 days.
On a single charge?
I know, right? Let's get this battery technology in our like cell phones and shit. Duracell? Fuck that. Let's get these cart batteries in.
Let's do that. That's a good one, though.
I think that the perception, the public perception of these carts is entirely wrong, because we think of them A, for the infirm, and B, for the extremely obese and lazy,
mm-hmm.
and or lazy. You know, like you may have to go around because you're diabetic and you lost your foot, whatever. Why am I covered in glitter? All right, you have a little girl. Okay.
Yeah. Why are you covered in glitter? Where is my little girl?
But no, like we look at these carts as a negative thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
I guess.
Like, you should charge for them. Make it to be your king. Like, I'm too good to walk around on this.
You gonna fucking answer me?
I'm too good to walk around on this floor, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be conveyed by modern battery-powered technology.
Hmm.
Up and down the street. Why did it take 11 days? She was pulled over by a cop. Nobody reported this person driving.
And this is an old lady.
With, like, an old lady on a fucking Costco.
Well, you know how much those are to buy, for, like, for yourself.
No, they're like a couple thousand, right?
Yeah.
They're expensive.
It's on a fixed income.
But don't they have it, like, where there's, like, RFID stuff where they can sense if it's outside the store and then it shuts down? I guess not.
I don't know.
Answer me these questions, three.
No. Can I tell you a story about another grandma?
Yeah.
Joan Lloyd from Abergele in North Wales went under the knife after motherhood and age took their toll on her breasts. After her husband of 49 years passed away, Miss Lloyd decided to spend $6,800 of her savings on the operation to take her breasts up from A cups to F cups. The grandmother of 13 said, "Now I feel so much more confident about myself. I feel my boob job has actually given me a new lease of life." She said, "Older people don't have to sit back and live like old spinsters anymore. I have had a few dates with men from 24 to 50. Some don't even know how old I am." Jogs, 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 jogs. Oh my God! That's an old lady. Jogs, jogs, jogs.
Well, she's hoping that her massive cans block out the view of her face and her like horribly wrinkly neck.
Mm-hmm.
How does this frail old woman have the structure to support these gigantic cans?
Jugs, jugs, jugs.
Just F cup. I don't know if I've ever seen. That's.
Wasn't that on Nick at Night?
That's absurd. Yeah.
Wasn't that on Black Party Summer?
Why do I have an erection?
No, that was on USA. F Troop was on Nick at Night. F Cups is on Up All Night on USA. That's right.
And
which, what did they do with the USA Network? Did the government hide it?
It's still there. It's still there. You know that, right?
No,
that's where they air Air Hawk,
mm-hmm.
and Wings.
Yeah, I think MacGyver's grandson has a show on there now.
Yeah, MacGyver Part Two. the young years. It was a prequel. It's weird, but they have cell phones in it, so it kind of breaks the illusion. So she goes and gets a massive tits.
She got the the job done.
Huh.
Yep.
Did they say, okay, so she was an A cup. That's got to be a symptom of a mental illness, right?
No, she got a new lease on life. Not a spinster.
After she made her body image match
her insides.
Right.
Match her guts.
Baseball player Jerry Effelt of the San Francisco Giants. Is that a baseball team?
Are you seriously this dumb?
Is that a baseball team?
Yeah.
Okay. Has been benched.
I'm just going to ask questions. You're not going to answer. Where's my daughter? And are you seriously this fucking dumb?
I know. He's been benched.
You didn't answer the first one.
Has been benched for the rest of the season after injuring himself with a sharp knife while trying to separate two frozen hamburger patties at a barbecue.
I've done it.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you using sharp knives?
I don't know.
Why would you use a sharp knife to do that?
Because it was there.
Use a dull knife, you dummy. Use a dull knife, they're thicker. Or how about this? If you make $4.5 million in a year because of playing a game, hire somebody. Let alone. Why are you eating frozen burger patties?
I don't know.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, why don't you use your MacBook Air?
Did you see that video too? Mm-hmm. Somebody using their MacBook Air to cut fruit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An apple fruit ninja.
I used an apple to peel an apple. He did not injure his primary hand, but instead cut his offhand so deep that permanent nerve damage may result.
Mm.
That's embarrassing, right?
That's a real shame.
A couple years ago, did you hear about that guy who, like, he was a pitcher and it was part of his contract clause that he couldn't play Guitar Hero?
No.
Because like, he was getting repetitive stress injuries because he liked Guitar Hero so much. I think it was baseball. Baseball's the one with pitchers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cricket? Does that have pitchers?
That's a bowler.
Okay. And cricket is that a darts game, too? You can play cricket on the dartboard.
Mm-hmm.
Billiards. Is that pool?
Yes.
Can you play pool billiards? Like in a pool of water?
They do have that.
You can do that? Okay. Mm-hmm. What about frisbee golf?
They do have that as well.
Okay, what about frisbee golf in a pool with floaty frisbees?
No.
Damn it.
Mm-mm.
What about fun noodle jousting?
Yes.
Fun noodle fencing?
No.
Spaghetti eating contest?
In a pool?
Fun noodle eating contest?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to know. Chris, I'm going to tell you about an invasion. Warming waters around the shore of Antarctica have led to an invasion, Chris, of king crab. This is disrupting the existing ecosystem as the crabs find their niche in the food chain and disturb the sediment by hunting for food on the ocean floor. Chris, this is delicious and terrifying. You know what?
Warm tide of drawn butter.
Chris, you look at this and you see an ecological disaster of, you know, just unforeseen proportions. I look at this. I see investment opportunity, baby. We have all those lab technicians down there. Put some of them on a boat.
That's why the United States staked claim to Antarctica.
Put a net on that boat.
Yeah.
Put that net in the water. Put those crabs in the boat. Put those crabs in my belly.
Okay. Oh, they're crabs.
Crabs. Mm. King crabs, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Kings of the sea. That'd be the sea lion. Shit.
Yeah, that would.
It would, wouldn't it?
Sure.
But they're goofy.
Kings of the sea.
I can't buy you being like, you're the clown of the sea. Have you ever wondered what clowns in different cultures look like?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a cool like slideshow. Like this is what a Russian clown looks like and acts like, and this is what a Spanish clown looks like and acts like. This is what an Antarctic clown looks like and acts like. I didn't ask you to do the search for that, but you're looking it up on the computer now.
Huh.
What?
Global clowns is a business.
The global clown. Well, it's a talent agency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just go there, any clown all the time. Of course, you place an order on Global Clowns, you have at least 15 clowns at your door.
Wow, that's really expensive.
How?
It doesn't even specify. To get a clown and a silly person to do face painting and balloons for 1 to 15 people is $159.
That's remarkably cheap.
Hi, I'm your silly person.
Hey, I'm your silly person. I'm here with my friend the clown.
Yeah.
And I've got this clipboard. I need you to sign for these hijinks and these antics that we're about to do.
Yeah.
Okay, you ordered a sad clown. We have one who's kind of melancholy. Is that okay? Okay. He's not too strong on mammals, so don't ask him to do anything with four legs. Stick to fish. He does a worm. He does a good worm, this clown, my friend the clown. My friend the melancholy clown. Silly person.
Mosh.
We're silly persons, Chris. Mm-hmm. We could get in there. We could get in this action. Do they have auditions?
No, I don't know. It doesn't say. There's referrals and all kinds of stuff. Employment. Yeah, there's good stuff
okay.
here.
So there's a guild of allied Santas. Okay, mm-hmm. That's a thing. Is there a clown guild, like a clown union?
Yeah, you can get them with a pretzel machine or without a pretzel machine.
What's a pretzel machine?
Cotton candy or no cotton candy?
A pretzel machine is an oven that you put pretzels in.
Ooh.
Oh, this is going to take a dark turn, isn't it?
Clown, silly person, princess, face painting, magic, and balloons.
Okay, so say I want to get into this for a bouncy castle. For a bouncy castle, like, what's the damage?
I don't.
They don't have a bouncy castle. This place is
no bouncy castle.
You're wasting my time.
Spin art machine.
You're wasting. Oh, okay. Like the big one, like a Kosai, like where it'll go.
Add an extra regular character to any of the packages is an extra $100. Extra superhero is an extra $159.
What?
Yeah, $160 for a superhero.
Why would I want a superhero with my clown?
I could be your superhero.
They say there's a hero.
No, that's a theme song from Entourage.
I don't like that show.
Yeah.
Sex and the City for dudes.
And then Carrie said to Vince...
Man.
Hey, Cole, what's the difference between a clown and a silly person?
A clown has makeup, whereas a silly person, I believe, mostly does pratfalls and tricks.
Both a silly person character and a clown character are essentially the main entertainers. A silly person character uses less makeup than the clown character. This is ideal for those who are afraid of clowns. The clown character, on the other hand, uses a more conventional makeup style. Silly person is for parties for pussies.
Right.
Essentially, yeah.
You're not ready for the main thing. So do you have to keep it separated? Do you have to have like pro-clown and anti-clown rooms of your party? Then you self-select into the different rooms, and then clown light will come and, you know, horrify your kids.
Hey, to speak to this, have your entertainers serviced all kinds of ethnic or cultural communities? Yes. So far, most of our clients have been of Spanish backgrounds. Although we do not speak the Spanish language fluently, we've had success in entertaining our clients, and they have fallen in love with our entertainers and our entertainment production. We've also done parties for Asians, Americans, Indian, West Indians, Pakistanis, Afghanis, etc.
Are people afraid of clowns because of the way they look or because of the way they act?
I don't know.
I mean, like the way they look, they're all vaguely corpse-ish with their white skin. And their big grins, you know, coming after you, menacing your genitals with a pair of rusty pruning shears. But
no, that will never happen because these clown and silly people have references.
Do they?
Yes, we have over 30,000 references, in which we are glad to provide to you upon request.
This place is massive.
Yeah,
I'm not. I don't know if I'm comfortable with this. They're going to take over the world. No, but I'm more afraid of a clown because of like the constant laughter and the movements. They move very unnaturally. They're like the Terminator.
As of this day, we have no complaints to this regards. Only complete satisfaction.
Regarding Terminator clowns?
Yeah.
Huh. Have you seen this boy? Per Johansson of Sweden heard a bellowing laugh coming from somewhere on his property. Assuming that a trespasser was having a good time or something, he sought out the sound, discovering its source to be a large, drunken moose that was stuck in a tree, with only 1 foot on the ground. The moose was seeking out and drunk off of fermenting rotten apples that are plentiful there during this time of the year. Firefighters were able to get the moose free, uninjured. Then they put him in the drunk tank. It was a bloody mess.
The picture of this moose was, he was mangled.
He looked uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look like a good time.
No.
Looked horrible, actually. Do you know how like the moose is the most dangerous animal like in North America? Like a moose will straight up fuck you up.
Yeah, they're big time.
Like you think that you're going to hit a moose, and like because they're so tall, you're gonna like, you know, drive underneath them in your car. No, you're dead. Like moose are angry. They're like hippopotamus. Hippopotamus is the most dangerous animal in Africa, based on the number of humans it kills per year. Because you think, hey, you know, he's hungry. Right? He's so hungry. He's hungry for human flesh. He's gonna get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This moose. Drunk. It's just great. I like seeing animals get drunk, not of human, you know, accord, because it says that like this isn't just human nature. This is like the nature of everything in life. Everybody must get
okay. Scum.
Well, they must because they want to, or they want to because they must. You get it, right? It's just a thing that we're programmed to do because it feels okay. Then you get stuck in a tree. Are you Googling for stories of like drunk people being stuck in trees?
No, that, you know, that Jesus statue that burned down because it got struck by lightning in Springdale.
Yeah. Yeah, Touchdown Jesus.
Yeah, he's getting, they're rebuilding it and it's getting a new name.
Well, it was like Christ of the Rock or something.
No, it was called Come Unto Me. That's what it was called.
Oh, no.
To Lux Mundi.
Well, Light of the World.
How do you know that?
Just, that's like basic Latin.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Lux is light and Mundi, like Mundo is world.
Huh.
So Light of the World. Jesus is Light of the World. But the guy who designed that is actually the same guy who designed the Big Boy statue. Like the new one?
Oh,
the,
yeah.
For the Frisch's Big Boy.
Tom Tsuchiya.
So Buddy Christ from Dogma, that awful movie,
mm-hmm.
That's a thing now.
Nice.
And it's like 150 feet tall, and it's north of where I used to live. At least we're getting Yuengling.
Yuengling.
Yuengling. Here soon, mm-hmm. like in two weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to have it. Sorry. Sorry, I just vomited.
We'll be black.
This has been Those Damn Lost Kids.
Hey, Chris, what can our listeners do?
So first off, the question is, do the kids ever get scared of clowns or silly people? And what I would say is, do the listeners ever get scared of Chris or Cole? Yes, there have been incidents where listeners would be frightened by Chris and Cole. But it's only natural for some listeners to be afraid of us. Do keep in mind that us as entertainers are trained to get the listeners to feel safe and happy in our presence. Most of the time, by mid-show, the listeners are already interacting with us, and usually the listeners all have a hard time letting go.
So what can they do? I mean, if they can't let go, I mean, what's their next action here?
Go to globalclown.com.
Our new website.
I'm fascinated by this. The FYI section has 44 questions.
What?
Yeah. Anyway.
Don't go to Craigslist for your clowns. Go to these people.
Mm-hmm. They got it. They only service the five boroughs of New York City.
God damn it.
Yeah. But anyway. The podcast.
The podcast.
The one we're talking about right now. Yeah. You can go to duckfeed.tv. There you will find links to not only this podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids, you'll also find other podcasts that are on the network. Same production value, maybe a little bit less or more entertaining depending on your interest, but nonetheless, check it out. If you're listening to this, you're either trying us for the first time, in which case, get ready for a wild ride. If you already know about the ride, tell someone, because the best way for us to get customers to this crazy methamphetamine addiction type thing is to spread the word.
Best way to spread the word, you know, tell your friends, retweet any lines that we say on Facebook or on the Twitter. These are all good things to do. You can email us at thosedamnrosskids@duckfeed.tv. If you are listening to us for the first time and you kind of go back through the archives, after you've listened to all of us, let us know. Just send us a line. And that will be the way that we know you're true devotees. But I think that's about it.
That's all.
That's all. Next week will be our one year anniversary. We'll find some way to mark the occasion. But until then, thank you so much and good night.
Good night.